Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, little Jimmy, bringing us back there, the late, great Jimi Hendrix. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late, great yet. Hopefully that'll be a little while later on. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is one of our great friends, one of the original Brain Trust members in our group, and the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. The new one is 2015, and also another outstanding book an e-book, Smooth Failing, right, Barbara? That's the new one.
Well, it's not so new anymore.
Yeah.
It's still out there.
Like, it's your new one, though. That's what I keep telling people. It's my new one. And BarbaraWeltman.com, folks, I encourage you to check that out. Barbara's our top tax expert for small businesses. So what else we need to know about? Tell us about some things that we can do to affect – we can still do to affect our taxes for 2014. IRAs, you still got time to fund your IRA?
You have until April 15th, regardless of whether you get an extension. April 15th is the drop-dead date for putting money into an IRA, a Roth IRA, a health savings account if you were covered by a high-deductible plan for 2014. Those are the deadlines, but you have until the extended due date of your return to set up and fund a SEP. So if you don't have a qualified retirement plan for your business and you found you're profitable, you won't pay tax on all the profits if you put part of it into a SEP plan up to the allowable amount.
Right, right.
And that's really a good thing. But you know, we talk about these are outgoes. This is money that's going to come out of your pocket to reduce your taxes. But there are things that you could do to reduce your 2014 taxes even though the year is over. So there are elections that could be made on the return. And obviously this is what you talk about with your CPA. Most small business owners do use CPAs to prepare returns.
Right.
But there are elections that you can make. So maybe you want to accelerate some write-offs, or maybe you don't. Maybe it wasn't a good year, and you want to save those write-offs for the future. Hmm. So there's a lot of.
How do you do that? Now, how do you do that? Because you can't do carry back anymore, can you?
You can do some carrybacks. For example, if you have a net operating loss, that gets carried back.
I thought they did away with that, or did they just?
No, what they did was for a short time we had a longer carryback,
right?
And they cut it back.
What is it? How far back can you go?
Two years now.
Used to be 3 to 5 years.
We had a 5 year carryback during that.
So that means what she's talking about is if you had some bad years. And then you had a good year, then you could average them out, so to speak.
Well, it's not really income averaging, but it's offsetting by net operating loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one thing. But let's say.
But you can still do that for 2 years, though, right?
You can still do a carry back 2 years and carry forward for up to 20 years. So,
wow.
You know, big loss, you got a big carry forward.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's another thing, is to look at any of the other carryovers that you may have, especially when you're changing accountants.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you bring your old stuff with you, because you may have a write-offs you're entitled to from prior years. Let's say, for example, you had a home office and you didn't use the whole deduction because there's a gross income limitation, and you have a carry-forward. Well, maybe you're entitled to part of that write-off this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to look at all of those carryovers that you're entitled to.
What about a small business owner who is still in business, but they're winding down? You know, there are a lot of baby boomers out there, Barbara, as you know, who they maybe at one time they had, you know, a business and they had a couple of employees, maybe five or ten or whatever, and then maybe for 5 years or so they don't have any employees left. It's just them, but they're still doing kind of the same thing. that basically have the same business, but it's just not as much activity, not as much volume, and that kind of thing. How can they? Can they do some things to help?
Well, the rules still apply to them. As long as they're still in business, they're getting.
But I mean, in terms of the elections and the carry forward, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, they may not need the carry forwards. So let's say, for example, someone who's not in that situation, they're active business, but this was a bad year, but they happen to have bought equipment. Well, maybe they don't want to expense it now. Maybe
right.
They'd rather take depreciation so that in future years they'll continue taking that depreciation when times get better.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's winding down, you know, whatever you could do now, you know, you want to optimize now. You're not thinking so much about the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What else?
Well, again, I think that maybe this is a good time as you're finishing your taxes to sort of recap what happened last year and what could I do better in the coming year. So maybe it's that your record keeping wasn't great. Maybe you could do better in terms of what you're doing for your employees in terms of benefit plans, you know, looking over your health coverage, your retirement plans. Other plans, checking to see that you're using an accountable plan to reimburse employee expenses, which is a win-win for you and your employees.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And there are companies out there. There's technology out there that will really help you manage those expenses now, aren't there?
Well, exactly. You can. There are apps now that simplify everything.
That's exactly right.
All everybody could do this on the fly now, and everything can tie back to whatever you have on your hard drive.
Absolutely. Barbara, hold on that thought. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website for Barbara. You can get her tip of the day, by the way. It comes every morning before you wake up. When you get up, it'll be sitting right there waiting on you with some great wisdom from our good friend Barbara Weltman. She and I will be right back. Don't forget, her book is called J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.